You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. I want to spend some more time on this Haitian issue, not because it's unique in any way, but rather because it's not unique, because it's just an example, just a blatant and, at this point, you know, widely discussed example of just the wholesale invasion that America is experiencing. And as Elon Musk notes, the publicly stated goal by almost all leaders of the Democratic Party is to legalize the 15 million illegal migrants as soon as possible, as well as bring in tens of millions more. And I'd say there's probably 50 million illegal immigrants in this country right now, not 15. That would immediately make all swing states deep blue, just like what happened in California with the 1986 amnesty, turning America into a permanent one-party state. This is the last real election if Trump loses. Well, if Trump loses, it's not a real election. I think our last real election was 2016, and that may be it from now on. From Cosimo Morelli on X, there are roughly 11.5 million Haitians, 475,000 encounters with Haitians at our border in the last 3 years. Combine that with the 205,000 migrants paroled under CHNV in the last year, and you have at least 5.9% of Haiti imported into America in one Biden and Harris term. 6% of the entire country has moved to America. They've been brought here, and they're having their way paved and paid for. Some more facts. Let me just fact dump you here. John Lefebvre on X. The fact that Haitian migrants are eating pets in Ohio isn't even the worst part. The Biden-Harris administration has secretly flown in over 320,000 unvetted Haitian migrants into the United States. Then, in June of 2024, Mayorkas gave them special protective status to prevent them from being deported. This represents an influx of people, sadly, from an inferior culture, and they are bringing their third world values here. The average IQ in Haiti is 78. Context, an IQ of at least 75 is required for being considered competent in a court of law. Do you understand what I just said? If the average IQ of Haiti is 78, then roughly half of Haiti is under 78, which, you know, rounded off 3 points, give or take, is the barrier for mental retardation. So you're bringing in 500,000 people, at least half of which are not competent to stand trial for crimes they commit. So you're bringing in an entire race of people who cannot be held responsible for their actions because their IQ is so low. Do I need to say it again? That's crazy. That's crazy. Half of the Haitians arriving, roughly, according to statistics, have such low IQ, they are technically mentally retarded, meaning they can't be held responsible, just like a child can't be held responsible for their actions in criminal court. Okay. Haiti is the 20th most deadly country in the world, with 40.9 homicides per 100,000. Haiti is by far the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, with a GDP per capita of just $1,748. Haiti's education system is ranked 177th globally in terms of national spending on education, with a literacy rate of 61%. Haiti has one of the highest prevalences of communicable diseases in the world and the highest STD and tuberculosis rates in the Western Hemisphere. Nearly 40% of Haitians practice some form of voodoo, which involves witchcraft and animal sacrifice. Haiti ranked the lowest on the Human Development Index in the region of the Americas. In no way does it make our country better. They don't even make street tacos. The one excuse given by liberals as to why diversity is in fact our strength, because of the spicy food, of course. They're not including things, the delicacies of Haiti, such as cats and cookies made out of mud. Representative, former Ohio State Rep. Kyle Kohler has made shocking revelations about the illegal Haitian crisis in Springfield, Ohio, during a recent speech. He He said this: the Haitian illegals in Ohio are given $600 to $1,600 per month on debit cards through Refugee Cash Assistance Program. There have been nearly 20,000 Haitian illegals relocated in Springfield, Ohio. The local school system now has over 1,600 non-English speaking students enrolled. Haitians who are nearly 20 years old are being placed in high school freshman classes with 13-year-old kids. A man associated with the relocation efforts is renting his 63 homes to 20 to 25 Haitians per home at $250 per month and is giving them local work. HIV reports are skyrocketing 871% over the last 5 years, and many nurses in the area are alleging it's due to the Haitians being treated. 7 and 11-year-old boy Aiden Clark was killed by an illegal Haitian with no license who crashed into his school bus. Springfield residents are reporting missing pets, and Haitians have been caught eating animals in the city. So statistically, you know, there's about a 50-50 chance that the 20-year-old sitting next to your 14-year-old in high school is a HIV-ridden, pet cat-eating psychopath who is so low IQ they can't even be held competent for the crimes that they may very well commit. Pretty crazy. Philosicat on X says, I feel so bad for the Springfield's natives. They didn't ask for a sudden 30 plus percent increase in their population of some of the world's most savage, brutal, and stupid people who come from a nation founded on mass murder. They weren't even consulted about it. The Haitians were just dumped into their town by people who don't have to live with the consequences and who walk away with pockets full of federal cash for their dirty deed. Their town is going to be completely ruined. It will be totally unsafe for them to live in the place where they've invested in. It will become a crime-ridden slum. Can they even move away? Well, who's going to buy their home? If they can sell their homes, their properties will be totally devalued. They have no recourse, and they will not be compensated. How many American lives will be ruined? The same scenario is played out in small cities all over the U.S. with Somalians, Hmong, the Burmese, Sudanese, and many others changing the demographic makeup and culture of these locales overnight. None of the Americans on the receiving end of this were ever asked if they were okay with it, and none of the people finger wagging and scolding about tolerance will ever voluntarily move to Springfield. Now, they don't have to deal with it whatsoever. And the governor of Ohio, DeWine, seems to have some sort of fetish for Haiti, and his wife does as well, despite the fact that their many charitable attempts to help the people of Haiti have all been met with death and destruction. School in Haiti, founded by DeWine family, forced to close due to gang violence in the country. The school is named after the DeWine's daughter, who they lost to a car accident in 1993 when she was just 22 years old. But criminal gang violence is tragically impacting this cause that's near and dear to Ohio Governor Mike DeWine and First Lady Fran DeWine. The Becky DeWine School, which helps thousands of poor Haitian children and families, was forced to close. The school is named after DeWine's daughter. The gang really control today a great deal of Haiti, DeWine said. Heavily armed gangs control much of the city of Port-au-Prince, and the country's prime minister has said he will resign over the last 2 weeks. Gangs have attacked prisons, police stations, and even the airport. The U.S. has evacuated non-essential personnel out of the country. Again, this is from back when the big Haiti collapse was taking place a couple months ago. But the DeWines, again, have some sort of weird fetish with Haiti. I don't know what it is, but it's some sort of liberal telescopic philanthropy, which was actually a coined term by Charles Dickens in like the 1800s to describe the self-important actions of the British bourgeoisie, who would allow their fellow countrymen, the people on the street outside of their own homes, to go hungry while patting themselves on the back for supporting poor people in Africa or somewhere else. So these people are willfully allowing, and not just allowing, but contributing to, facilitating, and actually involved in the total destruction of communities in their state, because I guess it makes them feel good. I guess it makes them feel good and also allows them to grift billions of dollars from the federal government, who are paying for this to happen. It is a full-scale, brutal invasion of small-town America. And there's so many more stats about this. In 2017, the school district in Springfield, Ohio, had just 250 non-English-speaking students. Today, it's 1,600, and they all speak different languages, which makes education virtually impossible. And again, is yet another obligation, responsibility, another weight on the backs of the citizens of Springfield. That just means their lives are getting worse through no action of their own. It's an attack. It is a blatant, deliberate, genocidal attack against America. I don't know how much more there is to say. Well, there's a lot more to say. And we'll say it. We'll get to it. Of course, yeah, we'll stick to Haiti for a second. But I mean, again, this is just one aspect of the immigration system that is very, very obviously destroying this country on purpose, by design, in a way that without concerted and overwhelming force from these same government offices that are now facilitating the invasion, if instead they were to turn to deportation, then yeah, you could solve this. But if the Democrats are in charge, this goes on unabated forever. I mean, there's nothing that's going to stop this. There is no point to which we run out of Haitians to bring in. There's no point in which we, you know, save every, let everybody become American and they all just, you know, get here and suddenly through touching our magic American dirt, they become perfect American citizens. That's not the point. They don't want that. They want the destruction. They want the chaos. They want the misery. They want the slow but sure eradication of the American people. And I've got other videos that could show this too. The problem is a lot of these videos on TikTok, there's too much to censor. I can't even show the videos. Clip 13 that we have is a guy in Springfield, Ohio, just talking about the massive increase in his car insurance because everybody in Springfield is now being punished for the incompetence of the Haitian drivers. Like, the people from Haiti come here. Many of them have never driven a car in their lives, but they're given driver's licenses, you know, so they can vote in the elections. And they cause, like, these massive, horrific crashes. They killed this 11-year-old Aiden Clark when he crashed into a school, when some Haitian dude crashed into a school bus. Most of them don't have insurance but aren't punished for it. And so you've got, you know, a guy from Springfield, Ohio, that's like, I've got two decent cars. He's got like a Yukon and some other, you know, just average SUV. And he's like, I now pay as much in insurance as I do for my car payment. He pays $420 a month for insurance. His insurance increases $100 just about every year. And he talks about calling the, and I wish I could just show you the video, but again, they curse too much. We're on the radio. But he talks about calling the insurance company and saying, why is my rate going up so much? I've never had an accident, right? He's got two cars, both insured, two drivers, he and his wife, never had an accident. You know, I don't think he's ever gotten a ticket. So why is his rate increasing? Well, because the rate of Ohio and Springfield, Ohio in particular, is increasing. So now you've got regular people who are just trying to make ends meet and now having to pay extra $100, $200 for insurance because the Haitians are causing so many crashes. They haven't done anything wrong. They didn't do anything bad. The regular people of Springfield, Ohio haven't gotten worse at driving. They haven't started crashing into things. But because the Haitians do, they have to pay extra. So again, while Haitians are getting $1,000 a month plus a place to live plus employment at the corporations that are paying for their, you know, legal representation so they can stay in this country. I mean, it's an attack from every angle. In every possible way, the American citizens are having their prosperity crushed, their opportunities stolen, their neighborhoods being made less safe, their way of life at threat. The city council of these towns are completely deaf to their pleas for help, which is a whole nother aspect of this. You know, we've showed three videos of people begging the Springfield, Ohio city council to do something, anything to make them safer, just to stop the influx of violent migrants with absolutely no concern or will to stop their obscene behavior. Well, the head of that city council is a woman whose son was arrested for the mob beating of a Trump supporter for posting something about Blue Lives Matter. So, like, these people hate you. I don't know how much more obvious it can be. And it really represents how far gone our entire system is. And it's very similar to what's happening in Aurora, Colorado with the Venezuelans, where it's like, I can kind of understand the classic conspiracy theory where you've got bankers in New York City orchestrating this, where you've got, you know, bureaucrats from the UN dictating immigrant policy from Brussels. It's like, yeah, these people are, they're the elite. They're completely disconnected. They're on a power trip. They hate the average American person, want to see them destroyed. But at this point, it's gotten so, like, mass distributed. And for so long, our institutions have been infiltrated by this sick, treasonous, hateful, communistic ideology that if you look at Springfield, Ohio, it's like the superintendent of the schools is in on it. The mayor's in on it. The governor's in on it. His wife is in on it. It's everybody. It's everybody. And it's crazy. And like, they're finally getting called out for this, but they're not stopping it. They think they're right. They think they're acting virtuous. Jack Posobiec posted the superintendent of the Springfield School District, you know, showing support for this. He since has basically deleted his entire account from Captive Dreamer 7 on X. He's so terrified that he deleted his entire account. These people know what they're doing is evil. Bob Hill at Dr. Robert Hill. Support systems build for growing Haitian population in Springfield, celebrating the invasion. So you've got NGOs, you've got the heads of every local institution facilitating this. You've got the people at the DMV that we just saw, right, being overwhelmed by this. And this has been going on for a very long time. And of course, the response is never, oh, you're being overwhelmed. Your city's resources is overwhelmed with the influx of people who don't work and or just causing trouble, committing crime, eating cats. Gee, maybe we should slow the influx down. Maybe if the house is flooding, we should turn off the tap. That's never the case. It's just, well, the federal government will steal money from people in other states and pay you to keep this going. And it really just goes on and on. Let's go to clip 18 here. This is from a very long time ago. Mayor and city manager of Springfield, Ohio, say their town will collapse and fail due to the Haitian migration. Let's watch.
Mayor of Springfield, Ohio, and Brian Heck is the city manager, and they both join me now. Good morning to you both. Mayor Rue, tell us what's going on in Springfield.
Well, what we've seen is just such a quick increase of our population over the last 5 years. You know, like you said, up to 15 to 20,000 immigrants have come across and into our community. This has overwhelmed our safety services and caused great concern for our community.
Brian, you're the city manager. Tell us more and how this influx is impacting the city.
Yeah, certainly. Thank you for having us on this morning. You know, when we see a 25% increase over a 3-year period, we're a community. We do not have the capacity to sustain that. And it's taxing our infrastructure. It's taxing public safety. It's taxing our schools. It's taxing health care. And as J.D. Vance spoke on, it's taxing our housing. We had a housing shortage well before this immigration crisis that's impacted our community, and this has just made it 100 times worse. And so it's setting communities like Springfield up to fail, and we do not have the capacity to sustain it. And without additional federal assistance or support, again, communities like Springfield will fail.
But of course, there's billions of dollars to spare to allow this to happen. Aurora, Colorado council member reveals horrifying info about Venezuelan gang members, calling it terrifying. Gang members from Trinidad, Aragua just took over a hotel in El Paso. Like, it's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence that the most violent and polluted failed states in our hemisphere are the primary sources of our migrants. And for some reason, with a wave of a wand and a you know, scrunch of their nose, like I Dream of Jeannie, the federal government just gives blanket protection to all these people. They just announce, they just decide, they just by fiat from their throne in Washington, D.C., say you're not allowed to object to 20,000 migrants moving into your neighborhood because we've decided to give them TPS, the temporary protective status. They just do it. I am, you know, there's no reason. There's no justification for this. All the bad stuff is happening in Haiti is just because it's a crap whole country. I mean, it's just a crappy country that has never been self-sufficient. And billions of dollars have been completely wasted there with absolutely no improvement whatsoever to the lives of the people in Haiti. So they bring them here. It really is sick. And of course, this just goes into everything else we've always talked about. Again, we were on the forefront of this. We had a caller like 6 months ago call in about animal sacrifices. He was like if I'm remembering correctly, he was a 911 dispatcher from Florida who was like, yeah, every week at least I get calls about animal sacrifices in the culverts or like on the side of the road. Because you're bringing in people who practice Santeria. They practice voodoo. They commit animal sacrifices, slaughter goats on their lawn to appease demons. Like, it's crazy what's happening here. And, of course, the jobs that are being taken. The tent program, where you've got every major corporation in America collaborating, working together with the NGOs, with the federal government, to bring in cheap workers. They pay for their housing, they pay for their childcare, they pay for their cars, they pay for their insurance, they pay for their legal representation, they pay for their transportation into this country, which either they're paying them so little that all of that other investment still evens out and they're still saving money by doing this rather than just hiring Americans. Or they're actually paying more for the migrants and they just think it's worth it because at the end of the day, what they want is a totally deracinated, totally diverse, totally disoriented and disconnected populace, because they know that the more diverse a population is, the less it's likely to come together, stage a revolution, and kick out the people in charge. It's now or never, folks. We're on the other side. Stay with us. It's a full-scale attack.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with mushroom max nootropic, better mood plus, libido RX, and good night's sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under health and wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.